Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, try to put yourself in her shoes. Your brother-in-law comes to you and confesses he's been having intimate dreams about you. First, ew. I've got my son saying that, by the way, now. He's not using it correctly yet, but still, the fact that he goes, ew, makes my heart happy.
In what context is he saying ew?
Oh, he'll just point at something and say, it's not like a ew. It's not an ew moment. He's just He just likes saying it all the time now.
Like an exclamation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like point at dad and go, ew.
No. your brother-in-law comes to you and confesses that he's had intimate dreams with you, about you. Ew. I don't know why he would admit that. Now you have that information. What are you supposed to do with it?
Oh, I don't know. Cringe.
Right. What else can you possibly do other than cringe?
Well, and that is Lauren's dilemma. Hey, Lauren, welcome to the Burt Show. Girl, you are in quite the predicament.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you guys for talking with me. It's really strange. I really have no idea how to handle this situation.
All right. So let's get some establishment of relationships. How close are you and your sister?
So me and my sister, we're really close. I'm the younger sister. She's my older sister. You know, we're about 10 years apart, 9 years apart, you know, 9 months out of the year. And she's basically my best friend. Like, we grew up together. She kind of was like stepping mom, you know, how older sisters can be. So we're really close. And because we're so close, it is so weird to just like have this knowledge and not know what to do with it.
How long has she been married?
So her and her husband have been together for about 15 years.
So a long time.
Very long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you've known him for 15 years of your life as well.
Oh, yeah. Even a little bit longer, you know, previous to them getting married. And so, you know, I feel really comfortable around him. You know, I consider him family. You know, we're all very close. So this was, very, very strange.
In what universe did he think it was appropriate to approach you? Like, how did that conversation go down and where he confessed he had an intimate dream about you? Or did he just think it was funny and weird?
So, you know, the first time, okay, so first of all, it's come up multiple times.
Neat.
Okay, doubling down.
And the first time, you know, we do Sunday family dinners. And, you know, one Sunday we're all together, and we're clearing out of the dining room, basically, you know, everybody's getting set up in the living room, and it's just me and him sitting, and we're just kind of casually talking about work, all kinds of stuff. He's asking me how things are going. And then he just kind of really matter-of-factly even just states like, oh, you know, I had a weird dream about you. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like, all right, do you want to talk about, like, what was it about? And he starts telling me that, you know, we were together and we had the sex, and, you know, he starts not going into like too much detail, but enough to where
what an awkward AF conversation.
So weird.
I feel like the offense of him telling you that he had the dream is worse than him actually having the dream, because why does he want you to know this information?
Exactly. And we have had our heartbreak hypnotist on, Sean Wheeler, before. And I know people want to read into dreams a lot, but he and my husband are under the same philosophy. Dreams don't mean anything.
I don't think so either.
They literally don't really mean anything.
And you can't control them.
Yeah, exactly. So he had that dream, okay. You don't even need to file away You don't need to tell anybody. So I don't. Yeah, the dream is definitely not the infraction because you're sub, like, you can't control that, and it doesn't mean anything. So, but him telling you, and now you know this information, and you and your sister are tight, and you feel like you're hiding something from her. I'm really mad at him for putting you in this position.
Right.
That's what's weird about it. You know, it's just like, okay, so right, dreams can be weird. Sometimes they don't mean whatever they actually, you know, mean or whatever's actually happening. So I kind of just like brush that off, put it in the back of my mind, wish he would have never said anything about it. But now I have this knowledge, whatever. But like I said, it's come up multiple times.
Okay.
So literally, you know, like a few weeks later, again, at one of our Sunday dinners.
Always on Jesus Day, too.
The Lord's Day.
I guess he just feels like he needs to get it off his chest or be honest about something.
That's the wrong confession.
He's confessing to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, if I were you, I would just flat out put up the boundary. Be like, listen, this dream doesn't mean anything. I don't know why you're telling me, but I don't ever want you to tell me again. Like, this is weird and it's like borderline creepy. So if you have another dream about me, I don't care. Do not tell me. And honestly, I don't think your sister needs to know. I would not say anything to your sister. I really, really wouldn't.
Okay. It's really tough because, like I said, we are basically like best friends that tell her everything. But this is so awkward. Like, I don't even know how to approach it.
The only way I can put myself in your shoes, because I don't have a sister, but I have a sister-in-law. So if she went to my husband and told my husband she had intimate dreams about him, that would be weird and off-putting. One, that is not something she would ever do, FYI. I'm really having to stretch the imagination here for this. But I would not want my husband to tell me.
No.
And like that, no, absolutely not. And like, that's the person I'm closest to and we share everything. So I'm trying to find like the equivalent, like with you and your sister so tight. My husband and I are very tight. If my sister-in-law ever said that to him, I would hope he would be like, okay, that's weird. Don't need to know that TMI, don't need to know that information ever again. And I would not want him to tell me. But that's me. I don't know if anybody else feels differently on the show.
No, I think you're 100% in the right. It's just going to make her insecure.
Y'all are right, but I would want to know.
What are you going to do with that information, man?
I don't know. But if my wife was so comfortable to tell, like,
your brother.
Like, if I'm the wife in this situation, the fact that you told my sister, but you're not telling me.
Yeah.
You clearly, this is a reason. I would feel like this is calculated. You're doing, because it would be one thing if you told both of them.
The dream's not calculated, but him disclosing this information to her is calculated. Like he's planting a seed for something weird.
Because you should, if you're going to tell the sister-in-law to me, you should have already told your wife. But it's a reason that you're telling, you know, like it's almost as if he's trying to see what can come of this.
Yeah, I get you. All right.
Yeah, I would want to know that. That's an issue.
All right, well, Lauren, there you have it. That's... Some of us want to know. Some of us don't want to know. Now you just have to decide. Go with your gut. You know your relationship with your sister best as to whether or not you want to tell her. But, dude, sorry.
Oof.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oof.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. I feel so bad doing that to a listener being like,
yeah.
Sucks to be you.
The Burt Show.